Hi, it's Mike, and we are back again, Amy. I know I'm not supposed to say that, but here we are kind of in the middle of the week, almost.
I'm going to let you say it today because you haven't all week. So you get one.
Totally
get one.
Thank you.
I have to say that Michelle Bryson is such an impressive human being that I've been excited for days that she was going to tear herself away from the international tent, which she's in charge of, and come on over here to talk with us on EAA Radio. Michelle, thank you so much for coming in. You've got a lot of other accolades, though, so before I let you talk, I want to give the full bio, if that's okay. I want to show you off. So you initially volunteered as an interpreter for French and Spanish here.
Yes.
But after 27 years and a leadership award that I saw, that was a big deal.
Yes.
You're managing the business and the personnel aspects of the international tent. So thank you. We want to hear what's going on there at the international tent. How's it been this year?
Well, the fact that there is an international tent is the big deal, right?
That is
a very big deal. It's been 3 years since a lot of our international guests have been able to come back.
Exactly. All the rules have changed now. Mm-hmm. So what do we got?
Well, we are running a little bit lower than in 2019, but 2019 was a record year for us as far as total registrants from different countries and the number of countries that we actually were represented here. So we're just under 900 people for the first couple of days, but over 60 countries, and we've got some new ones.
Ooh, do tell.
On the list. So we have... let's see. One that I don't think I've seen before was Madagascar.
Ooh, I've always wanted to go there.
Yes. Yeah. So that one was really a surprise when, people ask, do we have their flag or do we have a page for them? No, I don't think that they've ever been represented. So that's even more heartwarming, right? To have not only the guests that have come year after year back after 3 years for them, but also some of the new people that are coming. And even if it's just one person, to have one person come that far, just to represent their country and to come and see Oshkosh is really just amazing.
Is there a typical profile of an international visitor? I mean, do most of them fly already? Are most of them aviators or enthusiasts? Is it wider than that?
It's a microcosm of really everything and everyone here at AirVenture. It's pilots, both private and commercial. It's mechanics, employees from airports. Could even just be general aviation enthusiasts. And it's all different kinds of aircraft. Anything from home builds to ultralights to commercial aircraft. And so it's a very mixed bag, I guess you could say. So there's no real definition of an international guest other than they truly love aviation and want to be here at Oshkosh.
Now, they come to you, they self-identify is the best way to describe that. They come to you. You're not pulling them out, or are you reaching out to them ahead of time and letting them know the international tent exists? I guess I should ask the question that way, right?
Yeah. So we do have a group on Facebook, EAA Around the World, and we try to keep them informed of what's been going on at the show or what's going to happen, what happened when the show wraps up. So we keep the conversation going year round. But we do try to also take advantage of things like EAA Radio or AirVenture Today, the app, as well, the AirVenture app, to make sure that people are aware that we are here, that we're here to help, and that they can come in really any day and talk with us.
So I can imagine that there are lots of, there's a wide range in stories about how people get here and how they experience aviation in their own countries. Does that constitute a lot of the conversation? In your country, it's like this, in my country, it's like that, and sort of compare and contrast?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one of the beautiful things about the international tent is we actually help forge those relationships with people from different countries that maybe may never have met each other. And it helps open those doors, especially if somebody is interested in flying through a region or even around the world, to make those contacts that can help them along their way.
Tell me, what other services do you offer to somebody who wanders in?
Well, primarily it's translations or interpretation services for those that either don't speak English or might have a language barrier or just aren't comfortable with English. But we also help with questions around the ground and even the local area. A lot of our volunteers are local, and so we can answer questions on the Fox Valley or any of the surrounding areas. And then we also try to learn more about them on an individual basis and hear their story. And then sometimes we may even say, oh, have you met so-and-so? He or she has a very similar story, or they're from that country and they can help you. And then we try to make those connections.
That's terrific.
Must be very satisfying to you to be able to do that.
It is. It is. It's very satisfying because we get to help people, and they're very gracious and very, very thankful for our help.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Michelle Bryson, who's the chair of the EAA International Visitors Tent. And so she handles the business and the personnel aspects of managing the tent. That personnel thing must include translators, right?
Yes. Yep. So we have roughly about 30 to 40 different volunteer interpreters covering various languages. Some speak one, some speak more than one. And so at any time in our tent during the week, we will usually have between 25 to 30 volunteers there ready to help with any questions that we might have.
So that's a very specific skill set. How do you find these volunteers? What do you do during the year to staff that tent?
Actually, people come to us.
Wow.
People.
That's neat.
They do, because they realize the scope of Air Venture and the size of it, and that we do have a lot of international people coming here, and they just love people and they want to help. And they, you know, if they speak a foreign language, even if it's just a different version of English, we are more than welcome to let them sit down and volunteer with us. We actually, a few years ago, we had a young man come all the way from Brazil, and he wanted to volunteer with us. And when we first started to meet him, we found out that it was not only his first trip to Oshkosh, it was his first trip to the U.S. And he wanted to be here to volunteer for the entire week, which was an amazing story. That one I've not heard before.
Well, he must have done some homework to understand how. Which is the big secret. We know that volunteering for Air Venture is sort of the gateway to seeing this terrific event, but from a perspective that you don't get when you don't volunteer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the volunteering aspect of it is, you know, it's satisfying, but it is the best experience of the year. It really is. For the week of Air Venture, for myself, my co and vice chairs, Victor and Margaret, and the rest of our volunteers, it really is the best week of our year.
Now, there's a parade coming up today, in case you're listening. Friday. Parade coming up Friday. Mm-hmm. If you're hearing this before Friday, so you can plan for it, talk about that.
So Friday is sort of our international day, and we start off with our Parade of Nations. And the guests come back to the International Visitors Tent at 11:30 on Friday, and we group them together by their country, and we give them a flag, and we get marching music, and we march down as a group representing the world down to the announcer's stand, where we get a welcome speech.
Ah, that's why you need to go find a flag for Madagascar. You've got just a little bit of time left. You've got about 72 hours to cough up that flag.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. No rush. No stress.
No, I've seen the parade, and it's a great lot of fun as it goes by.
I
think people are very, very proud of where they've come from and that they're here. And it's very, very... I don't want to use the word sweet because I don't want to downplay it or whatever. I think it is integral to the feeling and the general camaraderie of the whole show.
It really is, and they are so proud to represent their country. And when each country is called to get into line, there's usually a cheer or a lot of noise. We've had noisemakers, and it really is a lot of fun.
So let's talk about where people can find the International Tent on the airfield here at AirVenture 2022.
So we are in a very prime location. We are just east of the warehouse and on the north side of Boeing Plaza. So we are in a large white tent that is surrounded by flags of different countries. And it's letter B as in boy on the map.
Wonderful. Michelle Bryson, who's the chair of the EAA International Visitors Tent here at AirVenture this year. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great
Merci
week.
Merci beaucoup. C'est mon plaisir.
If you're interested in interacting with us or our guests, you can send text or phone calls to 920-550-1210. That's 920-550-1210. You're listening to EAA Radio.